two candidates are on the Democratic primary ballot for U.S. House in Pennsylvania's 15th congressional district. One of them is Wade Jadun. WPSU's Ann Danahy talks with Jadun about why he's running and what changes he wants to see in Washington.
Wade Jadun, thank you for joining us. You're from Mill Hall. You worked for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Commission for more than 20 years. Why are you running for Congress?
I spent 21 years inside of the federal government. During the latter stages of my career, I was asked to falsify hurricane damage estimate. I was covered under federal whistleblower law and won two federal investigations. What I determined and what I found is that you can be on the side of right, you can do the right thing, you can win the battles and still lose the war. During that time, I reached out to politicians of both parties, Democrat and Republican, and I discovered something else. They're not really listening to us. They don't care about us. They let folks who are doing the right thing and struggling, you know, basically on their own. And they leave them to their own devices. And that, to me, isn't what representation looks like. Government representation is to always, always protect the folks doing the right thing. And I decided that after 21 years, as a government insider, maybe I could take some of that knowledge, put it to use, and really give the people of the 15th District a voice.
When you first announced your candidacy, you were a resident of Mill Hall in Clinton County, but you moved to the State College area after the redistricting in Pennsylvania. You're now in the 15th Congressional District. Technically, you did not have to move. Why did you?
Because I think you need to be in the district. You need to come face-to-face with your constituency. You know, one of the problems that we have today is we have sitting representatives who insulate themselves from their electorate. They insulate themselves from the voters. They don't hold town halls. They don't go door to door. To me, if you're going to adequately represent the 15th district, you have to be willing to go face to face with them. You have to be willing to live in the communities that they live in, work in the communities they work in. It just seemed like the right fit.
You've pointed to your outsider status as an asset for your run in Congress, and it's one thing to be a critic from the outside and say government is corrupt and needs to change. How can voters know that if you were elected, that you would be able to work with other leaders and get things done?
Now, I am a political outsider, but I think the strength I bring to this campaign and to this equation is I'm a government insider. I have worked inside a government at all levels. I've been the fella out there feeding fish at a national fish hatchery. I oversaw operations of the National Fish Hatchery System in the eastern United States at a regional level. I have worked extended periods in D.C. where I have helped to write policy. I am a government insider. I know where the push and pull of partisan politics drives even well-meaning programs that are supposed to help small businesses and single mothers. I've seen how partisan politics push those off the rails and into the ditch. I think that that gives me the unique ability of already understanding how government works from the inside, of really making a difference.
What would your priority be if you were elected?
Well, you know, we've knocked on almost 7,000 doors now as a campaign, and we hear from a lot of folks that we need better jobs, we need better living wage, we want to square up against climate change, we want to make the cost of education more affordable. But the one thing that I hear over and over and over, we don't have a voice. Money has corrupted this system. Our representatives aren't listening to us. They're not working to us or working for us. And quite candidly, everything, you know, jobs are important, the economy is important, the environment's important, but we are never going to have an honest discussion about any of these things until we get money out of politics. You can't have a discussion about how to bring down health care insurance or the cost of pharmaceuticals as long as big pharmaceutical companies are ponying up $55 million every time there's a federal election.
So some type of campaign finance reform?
Yeah, you've got to start with campaign finance reform. I think you have to follow that up with term limits. I know the founding fathers decided not to put term limits in the equation, but there's no way the founding fathers could have ever predicted needing $1 billion to run a presidential campaign or $1 million for someone like me to run in the 15th district.
In the primary, you're running against Democrat Susan Bossier. What makes you the better choice?
I think what we talked about earlier. I have a tremendous admiration for Susan. I have a tremendous admiration for anyone who's willing to put themselves out in the public sphere and do this. But I have worked inside of government. You know, I treat this like a job interview. And if you want someone who can tackle climate change, protect fish, wildlife, clean air, that's what I did for 21 years. You want someone who can rebuild the nation's infrastructure? I oversaw $300 million worth of government infrastructure. You want someone who knows how government goes off the rails and why it doesn't work for you? I've served inside the belly of that beast. Even things like local farmers. I've helped to broker easements with farmers so that they could come on and farm federal land. I think I've got a broad spectrum of experience across many, many subjects, and I've done it at a level inside government where I can make a difference.
There's a big push to have women holding more of those seats. Women hold fewer than 20% of the seats in Congress right now. Did you ever consider not running and instead backing Susan Bozier?
No. I absolutely think we need more women in positions of power. We need more scientists in positions of power. We need more common Joes, average citizens in position of power. And I think, you know, honestly, I don't think we should say, look, we need a certain number of people from this gender or this race or this economic strata. I think what we do is we put candidates out there. We remove money from the equation. We let them put their best ideas forward and let the American people sort it out.
The 15th Congressional District stretches from Cambria County up to the New York border, and it's widely rated as a strongly Republican district. We're almost out of time, but do you think the Democratic nominee has a real shot at winning the seat in the fall?
I think anyone who brings a message that says, I'm here for you, I'm not here about being reelected, I'm not here about serving corporate America, I'm here to put myself in front of you. I'll tell you, I've knocked on a lot of doors and I've come face to face with a lot of people, Democrats and Republicans, who are tired of partisan gridlock. They are tired of the status quo. I know it is a monumental effort in this district because it does tilt pretty heavy Republican, but I think the paradigm is shifting. I think there's a change in the winds of American politics, and I do think, Democrat or Republican, I think we need moderates, and I think we're going to see a move that way.
Wade Jardine, Democratic candidate for the U.S. House, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.